Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
James Whitey Bulger is expected back here in his home city sometime today. The fugitive mobster and his longtime girlfriend, Catherine Krieg, have both agreed to be sent back here after living in Santa Monica, California for nearly 15 years. They both appeared in federal court yesterday after being arrested there this week. WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerov is outside the Santa Monica apartment building where the couple lived all those years, and she joins us live now with some details about Bulger's life on the run. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Bob. You know, the sun is rising here on the quiet neighborhood where Whitey Bulger was hiding out. The FBI is gone. Yesterday, it removed $800,000 in cash, about 30 weapons, and several IDs from the apartment. And it's really surprising, I think, to many people around here because this is a modest area. It's very close to a shopping promenade and the Santa Monica Boardwalk and some nicer high-end areas, but where he chose to live was really quite modest.
So you're outside the apartment building now. It's not a flashy place. It's probably helped in living under the radar for all those years.
That's right. He could have done a lot better, even gotten an ocean view, but maybe that would have attracted attention, especially because he paid his rent in cash. And because this was a rent-controlled apartment, as all apartments in Santa Monica are, it was only a modest $1,100 a month for a two-bedroom, because according to the apartment manager, he's been renting this for 15 years. That's why the rent's so low. So I think had he been at a flashier place and been taking out a lot of money to pay for that, it would have attracted a lot more attention.
Well, how do neighbors describe the couple? What do neighbors say about the couple? The apartment manager you mentioned a moment ago was a graduate of Boston University, as I understand it.
He was, and he was as shocked as all of the neighbors were that this was James Whitey Bulger and not Charlie Gasco, as he was playing himself to be, along with his retired wife, Carol Gasco. That's their aliases here. And according to the reports I've read from neighbors, he was quiet. He stayed pretty much inside. I mean, he would go for walks on the beach, but he always wore big sunglasses and a baseball cap. Catherine Greed was chattier. She would talk with neighbors. But, you know, when he was in court yesterday, he did have quite a tan, and that's an indication that he didn't completely avoid the California sun, that he did get out and about. But neighbors said, that they'd see him outside feeding the squirrels, taking a walk by the ocean, living really sort of a quiet, reclusive, what he called a retired life.
And in terms of what they say about suddenly learning that one of the FBI's 10 most wanted fugitives had been living in their midst for all these years, what do they say?
Shock. Shock. They can't believe it.
WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerov reporting live this morning from Santa Monica, California. Thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
You're welcome.